What we have been able to do is provide that kind of, you know, the person to talk to on the end of the phone and some reassurance. But, you know, we're not the National Disaster Hotline. There is no such thing. So there's only so much we can do. But what we see is that there's an opportunity here to promote the hotline to affected people who may be experiencing protection issues or violence, because we know that in times of humanitarian crises, the risk of violence against women and children increases. So we're now planning to start sending up promotions targeting these affected areas to say to people, well, you know, we have a free telephone counselling service that you can call if you're experiencing these kinds of issues and need some trauma counselling or psychosocial support.
So you're able to provide crisis counselling or counselling to people that maybe you normally wouldn't be speaking to?
That's right. So we're kind of almost diverting the purpose of the hotline temporarily, I suppose, because it is something that's there that can be drawn on in this kind of situation. Our counsellors are trained counsellors, and many of them have a social work background, and they have had some training in doing trauma and crisis counselling. But what we're looking at with our partners, particularly the protection cluster, which sits on the disaster management team, we're looking at providing some rapid booster training for them in the next week, particularly in the kind of psychological first aid skills, so that they feel confident and ready to provide the service that's needed right now by many, many people in the affected areas.
Talk to me a bit about psychological first aid, because it's probably something that maybe doesn't come immediately to mind when you think about disaster relief. But, you know, how important is it, especially in those kind of first few days and weeks after a disaster?
Well, we're hearing reports already that many people are traumatised as a result of these earthquakes. And it wasn't just the 7.5 magnitude initial earthquake that they've experienced. There's been several aftershocks, including some quite significant aftershocks. And there's a lot of, as far as I'm aware, a lot of misconception about what is the cause of the earthquakes. So people don't understand, I suppose, the scientific explanation, and there's a lot of rumours going around about what's causing this, which is possibly causing further trauma and distress. I'm not a counsellor myself, but psychological first aid is specifically an intervention for people to provide that initial trauma response. And it can be as little as just providing someone with somebody to talk to give comfort, to provide some kind of reassurance and help people understand what's going on and understand how they can better protect themselves and look after themselves.